Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. The words.
War of the Words radio number 80, man. Back at it again, man. Continuing this conflict 24 action all week, man. Here we are on Friday. Yesterday we had Kobe Wall. Today we're having the other side of this awesome 155 title fight, that of course being the current conflict lightweight champ Lamar Brown, who'll be on the show with us here shortly, out of ATT, man. February 21st is going to be awesome. So before we get jumping into that, I just want to thank a couple of our show sponsors keeping us on the flow, on the radio, on the go, so make sure to give them a click and stick with it. That being MMA Fight Night Live, make sure to check out ipugils.com, MMA Wreckage, War of the Words, and USA Eagle. Let's see, man. Make sure to peep Conflict MMA and, of course, American Top Team for this show, man. It's going to be a great one. This is one of the most exciting fights on the card, especially for me as a fan of the Southeast. And it's going to be a true pleasure to get on there on the mic and be a part of the commentary for this, what I consider to be one of the most exciting matches that I've been able to attend. So I think without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get it on, man. We're going to bring Lamar Brown on. Lamar, man, what's going on?
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man. I can hear you well. How about it?
What's up? How you doing?
I am doing well, man. How's the move?
The move is going well, man. I'm actually moving to my apartment today, so the move is going real well.
That's awesome. Now, for everybody out there who doesn't know, we know you're up there around the ATL. Tell us a little bit about the move, this transition, and what you've had going on here in this last little bit.
Well, man, I decided to move from ATT, Atlanta, and Gwinnett down to headquarters, ATT Coconut Creek in Coconut Creek, Florida. We're the best team in the world, so I'm down here just training hard, man.
You know, I just, right before we I got on here to do the show, I was cruising around and I saw a picture of you and T-Val, you and Gleason together, man. So I know that training up there has got to be going fantastic. How are you enjoying it so far?
Oh, yeah, I'm enjoying it well, man. I got some rounds in with Gleason T-Val today, some grappling rounds. He's a beast. Got Poirier up here. I'm learning a lot from King Mo. Jorge Masvidal, all these guys, man. I'm just taking it all in.
That's awesome, man. And, you know, it truly is a it really is an elite group. I know a lot of those guys up there as well. And, you know, of course, their work speaks for itself, not just at the UFC level, but really from the top down. I mean, ATT is absolutely everywhere coming through. It's a huge thing, a great thing I know to be a part of, man. So let's talk a little bit about Conflict 24, man. You've been the 155 champ, man. You're going in to defend this title. One of the first questions that I had for you is there a difference to you between fighting for a title and defending the belt?
No, to me, there's no difference. There's no more pressure. I don't even think about the belt. All I think about is my opponent. You can't let that get to you. You can't buy into the hype of this is for a belt or this is to defend the title. The fight is the fight. So I'm showing up to do my job, whether it's for a belt, defend a belt, win a belt, it doesn't matter to me. I'm coming in there to do what I do best.
Absolutely. And speaking of doing it best, you've had a great time on this, the AMI side of things, man. How has your experience as an amateur been as we get closer to, you know, to a pro debut?
It's been great. There was a few fights, though, I felt like I was ready to go. And, you know, I'm glad I did stay. There's a lot that I learned from being an amateur. I think I'm very talented. And, you know, I obviously train with a lot of very talented guys. None of the guys I train with are amateur. So I felt I was ready. But my amateur career has definitely been beneficial. I've learned a lot.
And do you feel like that pro time is that soon? Is it something that you think about or haven't really given thought to? Is that maybe a 2015 thing? I mean, you kind of always seem like one of those guys that has had that pro feeling from the jump. So have you run that through your mind at all?
Oh yeah, it's a definite decision. After this fight, no matter what happens, I will be going pro.
Oh, fantastic, man! Well, that's awesome news. I know that your full focus right now is on this fight. I know February 21st is going to be a big night. I know you've been a big part of what Conflict has done, and being their champion. One of the things I always love to ask is about people's opponents. Everyone kind of looks at things a different way, and some people look at each fight differently. Is there anything that you feel that this fight in particular is going to pull out of you on fight night?
Well, there's definitely some extra motivation. There's some things I heard. I heard Kobe said I would be an easy fight a while back, and he'd take the title. So There's definitely extra motivation. I've definitely trained differently for this fight than I've ever trained. I've trained harder. So that's the only thing it'll really bring out of me. He's undefeated. I'm undefeated. So come February 21st, we'll find out who the best really is.
That's it. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I remember I interviewed you before, and you know, you talked about, proving that you were the best, getting there and getting right after it. We know you have great cardio, the movement, and you're such a well-rounded fighter. I can only imagine what the comfort level has been like even more. What have you discovered about yourself since, I guess, moving to ATT and training in that steel-on-steel environment?
Well, man, I've learned a lot about myself. You know, when you train at a gym like ATT, you get humbled every day, man. All of those guys are good. So I think the biggest thing I've learned is how tough I really am, you know. I always thought I was pretty tough. I started out with Douglas, Diego Lima, Rafael Sunsao, Ron Jacal Carnero, man, and you know, when I was going with them, it was tough, but now I'm going against, you know, guys who aren't even in the UFC who are good, and, you know, they put it on me. So every round, I got to see how truly mentally tough I am and how physically tough, man. No matter what, you can't break my mindset. You can't break my heart, man. I'm going to keep coming.
That's it, man. And, you know, that's one of the things that I know that you're very known for, that constant endurance, that constant pressure, that constant get after it attitude. It's something that, a lot of the Southeast fan base that they love so much, seeing you fight. Conflict 24 is sold out. It sold out before February even got here. So, you know, this card is totally stacked out, of course, from top to bottom. How does that feel to be a part of something like that? You know, it's the first time Conflict has come back to Charleston in a while. They're kind of reigniting the MMA scene there. What's that like to be a part of that sold out experience?
Oh man, I'm definitely excited. It was one of those things when I heard it was coming back to Charleston and it was going to be a pro-am card and guys like Jeremy Severn and Jason Hicks were going to be on the card. I had to be on it, no matter what. I had to be on it. So I'm definitely excited to be a part of it.
That's awesome. So I imagine then you'll be able to sit back and after your fight and enjoy some of these fights when they flip over to the pro side.
Oh, definitely. Jeremy Severn, he's one of the guys I always love watching, man. I love his style. I learned a lot from him. So after my fight, I'll definitely be watching those guys.
That's fantastic. It is a great card. I'm also super stoked man, to be there and go be a part of the action. You know, you mentioned going pro this year, you know, whatever happens that you're going to be turning pro in 2015. And we know that conflict, you know, like, as we just talked about, does pro cards as well, man. Are we going to be able to see some pro Lamar Brown over here around the way for conflict?
Definitely. I love the conflict promotion. I love the fans, Jared Williams, you know. I love you guys, man. So you guys will definitely see me as a professional very soon, without a doubt.
That's awesome, man. I'm so excited for you. Obviously, you've been a fan for a long time. You're one of the guys I've known for a while before, people thought I was cool. So,
what people are those, man?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's been an awesome journey to watch it on a personal level, and this fight in particular has been so huge for me, and I've written a bunch about it, and it's been so awesome to have that close exposure to it, man. And I'm so excited for this fight, and I get every time I write something about it or post about it, I get so many messages and comments and stuff, and of course every fight on this card is badass, but this one, it's just epic. You know, I know you've had epic matches, and, it's awesome to see that continue. I guess my question out of all this is, when you look out and people bring opponents and matchups are talked about, do you try to find the person that you feel is the biggest challenge? Do you just go with, you know, whatever? What's kind of your intake when you look out there for fights?
There is no intake. I don't care. I'll fight anyone. I don't care who it is. obviously, I want to fight the best, but I'm not one of those guys who picks and chooses my fights. If a guy wants to challenge for the belt, bring it on. Let's get in the cage. Let's do it. I feel I am the best amateur lightweight in the Southeast. I feel like, honestly, I'm the best amateur lightweight in the U.S., and that's what I'm out to prove. And in order to do that, I got to beat any and everybody they put in front of me, and that's what I'm here to do.
Absolutely, man. This year is going to be obviously so big for you, and I think that's also such an interesting reflection of also the same road that conflict and so many people that are a part of that are going. Your move down to ATT obviously is working its magic on sharpening those skills and showing you those things about yourself. And I've had a lot of friends travel up to American Top Team both for the permanent and just to get some training in, and they all have a very unique experience, and yet it all holds this sort of similar thread about, I not to sound corny, but like really discovering the kind of fighter that you are. I don't know any other way to say it, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, the team is not for everyone, you know, and that's no disrespect to anyone. I have nobody in mind when I say that, but, you know, there are a lot of guys who come here. And ATT, they put you in the fire, man. Like you said, these are all lions. And some guys can't hang. Some guys, they like being the big fish in the small pond. Not me, man. Throw me to the fire. Throw me to the wolves. Let the wolves chew me up. It's going to make me stronger eventually. So those guys experience, they're right, man. It's a very unique experience. And everyone's experience is different. But this is real training. This is the top of the top. And everyone's not built for it.
I could agree, Conan and those guys, you know, they definitely know what they're doing, man. I can say that they've got a great thing going on, lots of prospects out in the future from that way, man. Of course, as always, I'd like to give a moment to all our guests on the show to thank anybody, you know, helps them get ready for fight, sponsors, family, friends, you know, anything like that that you got going on, you know, that's helping you get ready for Conflict 24, man.
First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, man, for giving me the opportunity, the talent, the health, everything I need to do this. I definitely wanted to thank American Conan. He invited me down. King Mo. King Mo has really been helping me sharpen my skills. All the coaches at ATT. I want to thank Douglas and Diego Lima, man. Those guys, I started with them. They got me started. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be the fighter I am today. So I definitely want to thank those guys, my girlfriend, my family, and Conflict, man, just for giving me the opportunity to fight for them, be their champion. You know, they've taken care of me. Conflict is the best promotion in the Southeast. I don't hear anything else about Wild Bills or anything like that. Conflict, we're the best in the Southeast. Hands down, no questions, no competition.
That's it, man. I, you know what? I gotta agree. I wanted to sort of, as we, you know, tailed off to the end of the show, wanted to bring up a quote that you gave me. When I asked you about this fight, maybe I guess about a month ago. I think I asked you something about what were your intentions, you know, for February, how's this fight going to play out, or you know, what do you see in your mind, something like that. You know, I always ask crazy stuff. And you said you were going to get in there, get right after Kobe. You wanted to prove that you were the best lightweight in the Southeast, and that's what it's all about. And you said you go to war February 21st. And I want to know, is that still true? Is that how you still feel? And is that what's going down in February?
That's what's going to happen in February. I don't care what happens. If he wants to stand, we can go to the ground. Wherever he wants to take it, wherever the fight takes place, I'll be comfortable. If he wants to counter-strike, I'll come forward. If he wants to come forward, I'll counter-strike. I'm very rounded. I'm very ready for wherever this fight will be.
That's it, man. You heard it here on War of the Words. Hey, listen, Lamar, man, I know you got that work to put in. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come talk to us about this fight. Like I said before, I'm very stoked, not just as a professional, but on a personal level for this fight. And, man, I look forward to seeing you at weigh-ins, man. Definitely.
All right. Thank you, man. All the fans, tune in. Don't miss this fight.
Absolutely, man. You heard it here first. War of the Words, man. Thank you so much, Lamar, for coming on the show. Absolutely, man. Lamar Brown, everybody, man. Conflict lightweight champion set up to defend the title February 21st at Conflict 24. It's going to be an awesome match against number one contender Kobe Wall, who we had on the show yesterday. If you missed that, be sure to go and check that episode out. We had a good one. Let's see, what do we got for you? We got Jason Hicks and I believe Stephen Bass. Stephen Bass will be on tomorrow, and I believe Jason Hicks on Sunday, man. So we're going to get this main event going this weekend. War of the Words, talking to both these guys and bringing it to you as only we do, man. Listen, for this reigning champ, Lamar Brown, he's going to be firing out of ATT, Coconut Creek, man. And if you've seen this guy fight, you know he brings it. And although, you know, he's an amateur, he totally fights with the heart of a pro. And Kobe Wall, man, you know, props to him as well. You know, it's going to be an amazing fight. I can't wait to see that cardio, that movement, that striking. These guys just get after it. So if you do anything this month, I'm telling you, if it's between Valentine's Day and Conflict 24, buy your girl a ticket, or you can't because it's sold out. So you know what? Just tell her you're going out with the boys or something. Tell her February 15th can be Valentine's Day this time, or the 22nd even, man. Go to Conflict 24. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. It's going down. It's sold out for a reason. Mimager Auditorium. On behalf of myself, MMA Fight Night Live, iPugilist.com, USA Eagle, War of the Words, Alpha One, all them guys, man. War of the Words. We'll see you tomorrow. We out of here.